Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150-939 is the number. 93.9 is the station. And people, it's a delicate balance. Be careful today. Emotions are on high. Emotions on an extreme. So whatever happens today, don't take it personal because emotions are high. Steve Rummage in the building. Brian Hall in the booth.
Yeah, I think that's fair. That's fair. But that's okay, because today we're going to go through some things. We're going to talk a little bit. Look, I might have had a realization this morning of how fan bases work and the split in them. So we'll chat about that. But yeah, no, there's plenty
to get to. Is this fan bases or humanity?
Maybe humanity. You know what? It may be humanity. I'm like, look, I was like, you know what? I might just quit.
So Steve Rummage has been driven to the point of even quitting, crossing his mind out of frustration.
I might just quit.
That's why I say, people, be careful.
Because it
today
makes me be nasty, and like, I don't want to be nasty because I want to read some of these and just like, I want to give like a real answer, mm-hmm. but then I also want to be like, you're the worst.
The natural therapist in me says, I want to help you. Yeah, I want to help you.
I know. Like,
that's the only thing that keeps me like from getting nasty.
I know.
Because listen, the Good Will Hunting scene, it's not your fault.
Yeah.
Don't do this to me. It's not your fault.
Yeah.
Don't screw with me. It's not your fault.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that might be the breakthrough moment.
It might be.
That we need. Brian Hall in the booth. Brian, what's going on, my man?
Nothing too much, just a stressful morning trying to figure out a couple things, but hey, I'm getting there. You know, it's a good day, though, sports-wise, though. We got some interesting things to talk about
today. Brian Hall, we literally have one of the best, and this is no shade, we literally have the Louisville sports fan base market on lockdown, Brian. Do you realize this? Do you agree with this?
I agree.
When you want information and real, you know, opinion on Louisville sports, Steve, is there anybody else in this city that you would go to?
No, other than I gave yesterday. Look, I was trying to recruit Rutherford,
mm-hmm.
so I told him, I was like, dude, because I think Jeff Greer is just, I just love listening to Jeff Greer, right? I think he's awesome. So I told Rutherford, I was like, hey, man. You team up with him.
Y'all need to get together.
Yeah, 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 well, they're good buddies anyway.
So I was like, I think they could challenge us. But outside of them getting together, yes.
That's a yet to be formed entourage.
Yes.
But you get my point.
Absolutely.
Right now, you come to us for anything Louisville sports related, right? Mm-hmm. So Brian Hall has the honor, privilege, responsibility, duty, whatever you want to call it, to be the producer of literally the best Louisville sports show.
He does.
In this city.
I love it.
Brian Hall could not even get into his own studio to prepare the best show in the city of Louisville because Pat Jaggers wants to bully the whole studio. Pat, I need sound clips. I need music. I need interviews cut up. I don't know what you were in there talking about it, but you look serious. So next time, you need to stop scheduling your stuff right before our show. Outside of this window. My man Brian Hall needs to be able to get in here 15, 20 minutes early.
He got himself a big NASCAR driver for trading paint this weekend. Just a big surprise guest.
Well,
hey.
Seems like a lot of people participate in side hustles when it comes to getting ready for this job. So, Steve, because I got that off my chest, right?
All
right.
Fair enough.
I got that out of here. Wow. I'm listening.
Just a dagger right in Pat's back.
Oh, no. He'll man. Be fine. I had to do that on Brian's behalf.
I've enjoyed, just had a great chat with Pat all morning.
And I did too. I did too, Steve. But we, you know what Pat said? If somebody does something that you don't like, say, we need to start telling each other.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. Well, that'd be a good, base to the show today.
Segue right to it's time to start letting people know some things. Okay. So, Steve. I ask this question very often because you do a great job as far as pulse. Okay.
No, I don't think I do anymore. I don't think I know this fan base at all.
Okay.
Actually,
put it this way. The basketball world has you agitated, right?
No. The
something that happened.
The Twitter fans. I hate the Twitter. Because here's the problem. I'm out jogging. Somebody stops, wants to talk some sports. I think Max doing a good job. You know, we got this going on. We got, you know, whatever. You know, I mean, we need to improve here, do some things here for sure. You know, I mean, everything isn't perfect.
Right.
But, you know, we'll see what's going on. You know, I'm kind of mad about this, but there's this.
Yeah,
you know,
all in all.
Satterfield, you know, doing this, but, you know, we'll see. And it's like, oh, you know, and I'll be like, yeah. But see, that'd be like one interaction. See, on Twitter, I should say social media, you put something and you get like immediate like 8 or 9 reactions. And I'm like, I'm starting to realize, I'm like, because I don't reply to a lot.
Yep.
So, and I'm starting to realize, like, I think you only like reply if you just like misery.
You know what there is also, Steve? You know what there is to what you're saying? And here's the thing. I'm not going to get into the sports part of that just yet. There's everybody's dying to outwit, outsmart, outsnark each other.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. Like sarcasm on social media seems to be the currency.
Sure.
Like, let me see how smart ass I can be to everybody. And that's how, like you can see that behavior.
Yeah, absolutely.
Becoming as toxic as anything toxic.
Absolutely.
So to your point, like, we're going to come back and revisit kind of the conversation. That put you down that road.
Sure.
But I want to do something different first.
Yeah, that's fine.
Because in my world, the football side has...
Well, since when did you get the football side and all of a sudden I'm the basketball guy?
Because the football world is pissing me off right now.
Okay. Fair enough.
Okay.
I don't know why I yelled at you. I'm sorry.
These emotions are important to get out this morning.
Pug looks stupid.
You said what? Normally you
Your hood looks
listen,
stupid. Okay?
Normally you enjoy when I go Hoodie Maven.
You're a grown man wearing a freaking hood, man.
Listen, Hoodie Maven is different. Okay. It's a different guy. It helps me channel.
See, if I do it, I look like Beavis.
Oh no. Cornolio. Okay.
I swear to God, I'm gonna start doing the whole show.
the whole Cornolio. So here's the problem. This is what's gotten
okay,
my
attention. I'm listening.
It started last night. It started with a conversation, a simple, you know, YouTube late night, 12:15 at night. Somebody sends this message.
Okay.
Lamar Jackson is going to have to win a Super Bowl to shut everybody up.
Okay.
And I was forced to stare into that camera or type on that thing. No, it won't. It won't.
Yeah.
Because if you were wrong about Lamar Jackson You've become a professional goalpost mover. Nobody wants to change an opinion. Nobody. Like, your opinion is so loose-winded. It's just so loose and so snarky. And like you said, there's so much, hey, let me see how I can outsmart you. Well, technically, the defense had 3 interceptions, and, you know, Lamar Jackson only had 212 yards running and 130 passing. Like, that's what's going to happen after the Super Bowl.
Right.
And it got on my nerves, right?
Yeah.
You know what it took me back to? This is a little local story, Brian. What's his name? Oshi Ohtani, mm-hmm. right? Stephen A. You heard the situation.
Yeah.
Stephen A. Smith, for people who don't know, Stephen A. Smith says Oshi Ohtani is bad for the game of baseball because he doesn't speak English.
Right.
Or he needs a translator, right? This guy is an unparalleled talent, you know, or just he's the new hotness. Let's just say he's the new hotness right now, right? Mm-hmm. No reason for hatred. No reason to bring something negative in his world. He's pitching, you know what I'm saying? He's batting, leadoff, you know, or you know, he's in top of the order of hitting.
Yeah.
He's doing his thing. Stephen A. Smith just couldn't help himself. You've never seen pitchers, like, you've never seen people do what Oshi Ohtani is doing right now.
Right.
The Stephen A. Smith style social media, you know?
Yeah.
That brings up his language barrier. Where have I seen this before? I watched the most unstoppable, electrifying college quarterback in the last 50 years. He's been acknowledged as a top 5, top 10 most electrifying players in college in 50 years, Steve.
No doubt.
And he played quarterback for the University of Louisville. Right?
Yeah. And now he coaches Christian Academy. Stephon LaForge.
Don't get on my nerves today, Steve. So, Steve, that same thing that caused Stephen A. Smith to go Oshi Ohtani language barrier is the same thing that said Lamar Jackson cannot be the face of a franchise because of his Southern Florida accent. Will he be able to communicate with his teammates?
Right.
You know, the same kind of, he won't be able to make money marketing because of how he talks. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the way they called out Stephen A. Smith, how stupid that looked? And he had to apologize to everybody immediately. Mm-hmm. I'm still waiting on Lamar Jackson's apology.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of just apologizing, saying, you know what, we were kind of out of line saying Lamar Jackson's accent would hinder him in any kind of way from being the face of the NFL. 3 years into the league, 4 years into the league, he's Madden covers. He's, you know, MVPs. He's Heisman House. Could you understand him on the Heisman House commercial? Yes.
Yeah.
And he, being exactly who he is. So I got to look at Lamar Jackson. Can't wait to jump on Lamar Jackson about playing around on the concrete, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're screwing up generational money. What are you doing? That's why you can't give Lamar some money, because he's going to go out and get himself hurt. And it's like, you diseases, right? And what I mean by you diseases, you hate the selfish athlete. You can't stand the selfish athlete. You think you don't watch NBA basketball regular season because you think all they do is care about their money and want to go home.
Yeah.
You don't want to pay college players because you don't think they're going to play as hard if they got a couple dollars in their pocket. You hate the selfish athlete, right? Lamar Jackson values kids being able to humanize him. He wants to let children get close enough to compete against him, to his currency. His value is measured in, I want these kids to know that they can be what I am by working hard. I want them to come on this court. I want, you know, when he does these camps, no other, most football stars, oh, these kids, these germ kids are going to get me sick. And, you know, the camp, I mean, so where's the security at? You know, get these kids off. Somebody's going to do this to me. Somebody's going to do. He is the anti everything you hate about your professional sports. The arrogance, the money comes first.
Hey,
look at Aaron Rodgers. He's just holding out for money, or this guy's holding out for money, and this guy does this. He is everything you're supposed to love. I know. I want this kid. My currency is measured in how many kids can I give confidence to by letting them compete against me, showing them, you know, yeah, you know, no, I'm a real dude. I'm a real person. I'm not some guy on TV.
Sure.
You know, come to my camp.
Sure.
We can dab it up. We're going to make jokes. We're going to compete. You're focused on how much money he may be risking by running a couple of drills on a court with some kids.
Skip and Shannon yesterday did a whole
that's thing. Exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay, yeah.
That's
yeah,
exactly
yeah.
what I'm yeah. talking about. But here's the thing. They'll use that to drive the narrative that Lamar Jackson shouldn't get paid instead of acknowledging, no, Lamar Jackson's connection with the kids is what you do in church. It's what you do in business. It's what you do in war. You know, you convince the kids. You
Church,
know, you,
business, war.
Whatever.
I love it.
Yeah, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Makes the world go round.
I'm
going
to make it. That's my next shirt. Church, business, war. Speaking of shirts, the guys from T-Church Hooligans will be in around 11:30 to talk with us about some things coming up.
That works, too.
Church, business, war.
But you get my point, yeah. Steve. Listen, you want to market the next 20 years of football to kids, you get a guy who's not afraid to humanize himself. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
He has the future.
Oh, yeah.
And he lets them get close enough to be, you know what I'm saying, to be him. That's what made Jordan. It's there's a scientific explanation. It's they used it when they somebody can help me out with this one. So I know we have a lot of smart people. It's one of those, it's kind of like a boy band theory, right? Mm-hmm. What you do, you show a bunch of videos of girls going crazy over the Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
Like there's a literal formula. Yeah. You know, we're just going to show some videos. And that spreads into, you show the little girls passing out when Timberlake and them, you know, came by or whatever that. And that's a formula to literally become, you know, greater than, you know, bigger than anybody. So that, but this is happening organically with Lamar Jackson.
Oh, sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, and you don't know how much it means. Like there's a quarterback on this campus right now named Malik Cunningham that has no idea, probably doesn't remember, has no clue, that there is a 12-year-old rummage running around right now who has a shirt that he was at camp and Malik Cunningham, who was a freshman, had not even played yet, right? That he was like, he was throwing a ball, and Elijah was there, and he was kind of watching him, and he talked to him for a second, and he was like, would you sign my shirt? And so Malik signed his shirt. Elijah, to this day, he will back Malik Cunningham
right?
to the death.
Right, like, fair enough.
But Malik Cunningham took a moment, signed his shirt right there on the corner. He still got it. He won't wash the shirt. Like, he don't want that to come out. And Malik Cunningham, he loves him. Like, he is somebody that, I mean, Elijah watches every game. Like, Malik's going to get it. You know, like he follows him. He follows his story. He, like I said, and Malik probably doesn't even remember that.
He humanized.
Yeah. Yes.
He humanized.
Yes. Elijah feels like, in Elijah's mind, him and Malik –
yep.
Like Malik's looking out for him.
Yeah, right.
And he's, you know, and like Elijah's like, yeah, no, I meet Malik, you know,
Yeah,
Elijah, yeah. How you doing? You know, Emily probably don't even remember him, but it humanized him. Like, Lamar doesn't remember every kid on that right. field. There's no way. There may be some special stories.
But they have connections
but
now.
Man, they feel like they had a moment with Lamar Jackson going in areas that you don't get that.
Take it a step further. The kids that watch it on YouTube feel like, now I can mess with him.
Yeah,
because that's a dude. Like, if I saw him, I would, you know, I support him because of the way I saw them kids, you know, being supported and getting to play with him. So they feel a connection. Mm-hmm. So he's worth. Listen, yes, Patrick Mahomes can do the Head and Shoulders commercials and do the State Farms. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, listen, you can market him to whatever audience you want to. But you're also Lamar Jackson's value is just as high.
Oh, yeah.
When you have the whole future,
sure, like,
you would be better served promoting Lamar Jackson as, if you're one of these stations, you promote that Lamar Jackson is humble and willing to be, you know what I'm saying, you know, bombarded by kids. You know, you promote that. You don't just come on radio. Come on airways, get on television shows, claim you love sports, claim you want good stories,
yeah,
claim you want your athletes to be humble, and the first humble athlete you see, it's, he could be at risk of getting sick, and he could be at risk, and don't give him any money, and you're running out you're killing the narratives of your best players, your best people. I've seen people do it here, I've watched them do it here, and it's disgusting.
But it goes back to what the whole conversation is. We're starting to learn, and it's trickled its way down into collegiate sports too. And unfortunately, I think in this city, people just dig in on one side,
right?
And it's like if you were dug in on Lamar, you're never going to nothing he does.
And how stupid is that?
Yeah, it's going to come to the other side. Just like, and like I said, we have witnessed this in this city over the last few years
a
lot.
You're digging in on an opinion.
Yeah.
That becomes a fact.
And this is coming from two guys. Let me explain, too. Let me take you back to the day when Tom Jurich was marched in there and fired and marched out. I literally was like, I may question my loyalty to this school. Like, that's how deep I was. Like,
right.
I'm literally looking in the mirror like, can I cheer for this school anymore? Because of what just happened. You know, like, I mean, I'm that angry about it. Now, I'm not saying that's right, wrong, indifferent. It was my opinion.
Right.
You know? I'm like, but do I dig in there and say, okay, anything Vince Tyree does from here on out, I'm digging in. I'm a Tom Jurich guy.
Right.
And I love Tom Jurich. I still like Tom Jurich.
Right.
You know? Or do I say, you know, do I dig in with Rick Pitino and say, no, nothing that happens from this point on.
Right.
Or, and the reason why I'm saying this is because we've had to do this. We've had to look in the mirror and say, okay, let's acknowledge what's being done right. And it's easier now. The hardest thing was that first year.
And acknowledge what's being done wrong.
No, absolutely.
No, because I say it. I will grade, I will judge according to the job. But what I will not do is let my feelings, listen, it was illegal. Like, I will say, you know, the regime change, the audits, it was illegal.
Yeah.
And they snuck it in under some executive order. Oh, it's already done, no need to undo it, you know, like, it was illegal.
Yeah.
But I'm not gonna dig in and judge someone else based on, you know, you said it. We have saw a lot of just digging in just to not be wrong and spend the next, you know, and spend the next however many years of your life miserable. You are miserable watching Lamar Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
You are miserable watching him.
Clearwater, Florida, Texter. 630. It's in Clearwater, Florida, enjoying life.
But you were making the point. Picture. You're digging in. It's a disease.
Yes.
It's a disease.
Yeah.
Yeah. You not being willing to just, I mean, it's myopic vision. You not being able to check your brain and ego is what's driving you into the ground. It's driving you into the ground. It's driving our society into the ground.
Yeah.
That's the disease right now.
Right.
Of just digging in. Again, I think it was George Washington. I said it last week. He said the reason he feared a two-party system is because revenge on the other. Mm-hmm. The celebration if Lamar Jackson fails. Not because you want him to fail. Mm-hmm. Only because you want to be right and you didn't like people wagging their tongue and cheering for Lamar's success.
Mm-hmm.
Is why you want to take him out. You want to ignore everything good about Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
And look for him playing on the court and say, that's why we shouldn't pay, or that's why the Ravens shouldn't pay him. That's why it's better to pay Johnny Manziel. That's why it's better to pay Patrick Mahomes. Just like you don't even like Patrick Mahomes. You don't even like Johnny Manziel. But you were so wrong on Lamar Jackson that you know that you're in a revenge cycle.
Yeah.
You literally living your life in a revenge cycle. So Scott Satterfield. We're in the football world.
Let's stay here. I feel like some football today.
We've
it's July 14th.
Steve.
Starting to get a little football. Marcus Carr's pushed football a little bit, but
right.
But I'm in football. Yeah, let's do football.
Brian Hall, I want you to get that sound ready of that player. Okay, so Steve.
Okay.
We got a commitment, you know, a little ways back.
Mm-hmm.
Xavier Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
Steve, you and I said, listen, at some point, y'all are going to have to realize that Scott Satterfield doesn't care about your star system. Scott Satterfield, the reason he's such a big name coach, a big time coach, and what I mean is big name, moving up the ranks.
Yeah.
He's one of the fastest risers. The reason you do that, Steve, is you have to have the ability to spot talent before it's rated high.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be able to know what you're looking for, know what makes a good football player, know how your timetable on development. You have to be better at evaluation than your counterparts.
Right.
That's what gives you the advantage.
Pulling him up here too, by the way.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So Scott Satterfield has literally made a killing mining for talent.
Absolutely.
He's a guy who knows the stream, so he can find the gold. These people are valuable. That, you know, he's not a successful coach by mistake. He doesn't push a top 10 Tennessee Volunteers team to a 7-point game. You know what I'm saying? You know, a early season top 10, you know, team. He gave them everything they wanted at Tennessee with Appalachian State.
Mm-hmm.
He did, you know, that's the guy who had the App State team compete with everyone. This is coach. He's first year ACC coach of the year.
Mm-hmm.
He comes in. He uses talent that we didn't think would pan out to anything. Said, no, that kid can play.
Right.
That kid, he's probably shouldn't be playing as much. That kid can play. He looked at the Louisville roster and said, I'm going to get some guys open, but we got to do a lot of work here. Came in with that attitude, mm-hmm. right? Has mind for talent. You know, changed positions on people. Had people in position. How many times did Russ Yeast, and I know I'm going defense, but just as a team thing, how many times was Russ Yeast in perfect position to make a play? And not make the play.
Oh, my gosh.
It's like. No. How many receivers were wide open and were just trying to, you know, make the connection? It goes back to anything else, to Bobby Petrino. If he draws up this play and Jalen Smith drops this bomb from Lamar Jackson, y'all are yelling about Bobby calling that play.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, you have to keep on, you know, building your talent. Running your plays, execute them, and when they work, like, sometimes it's not the result.
Yeah.
It's the process.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, why is Marcus's team excited about some three-star named Xavier Thomas?
And Marcus and Steve say, listen, y'all, there's some things you should know about this kid that say, okay, when you're mining for talent, this is a gem. This is a gem.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to do the funny part first, right?
Mm-hmm.
Xavier Thomas, Steve and Marcus could hear him and hear not just his accent, but what he talks about and the hungry nature.
We played it.
Oh, yeah, we played it.
Yeah.
And Brian's going to play it again.
Who in here trying to start a fire?
I know you want to play the clip, but I don't have the clip ready. You wanted me to cut it.
Well, it's only 38 minutes in, so to be fair.
I'm having some issues today, guys. 38
minutes in. Okay. All right, so the Xavier Thomas. But when we get to what Xavier Thomas said.
Brian, can you play the Xavier Thomas, please?
I'm getting to it. 1 second.
I sent you the link. You just got to play it. That was an awesome song, by the way.
It's a great song. It's a great song.
Okay. I wanted it to be third down music.
It gets me pumped. It does get me pumped up.
But I still wanted Xavier Thomas.
It does. But.
Okay, back to Xavier Thomas.
Well, yeah. It's it, but hang on.
It's low. Yeah. Okay. That's fine. That's fine.
Yeah, like Steve.
Yeah.
When you say, okay, Louisiana, you know, Louisiana camps. Mm-hmm. When you say Xavier Thomas, let me see him.
Yeah,
let me listen to.
Today, here we go. Where they keep trying to jam you, and you're just blowing it up and getting downfield and having a lot of fun doing it. Just kind of take me through some of those plays and your ability to, again, blow up a jam right off the line and then streak downfield for easy points.
Every day, our coach preach, compete. So when I step on the field, it's one thing on my mind. It don't matter who in front of me, none of that. My teammates behind me 100%. I just, you know, we got to go, compete.
What has the past week and a half or so been like for you? Because I feel like you ran that time at LSU, and all of a sudden everyone's saying, all right, who's Xavier Thomas? What has it been like for you? How much have you heard from some college coaches? How excited have you and your family and teammates and everybody been to see some of that attention start coming? And then some of the offers.
It's been great. I've been working for it, working out with my trainer, EB Explode. He showed me how to run a 40. And, you know,
I just knew
on my start off, I knew it was them. I've been working for it, and I knew it was going to come one day. So the process with the college coaches is coming. You know, I got to be patient, continue to put my faith in God, and continue to work, and everything will come.
So that number catches a lot of attention, but as you get out here and try and show the more well-rounded components of your game, what are you feeling really confident about right now? What are some of the things you're hoping to show this offseason and ultimately this fall, and what are some of the things you're working on too?
I'm working on a lot of things, you know. This fall is going to be a big fall, but as far as, you know, me continue to work, things I got to show, I run a 4-3, run 4-3-2, but, you know, I go up and get the ball wherever, highest point, lowest point, side, other side, don't matter. I can go up and get the ball, it don't matter where it's at. So every day I just, you know, try to compete, and put points on the board so me and my team can come out with the victory.
Talking to Coach Wright.
Listen, we played that right after he committed, and I think the way, by the time it got back to me, it was something like, ha-ha, something about a bet. Can't wait to hear Rummage say tomorrow that he would take a player out of Louisiana, blah, blah, blah. I think that's how it was.
When someone says.
Mitch said in the back. Mm-hmm. So what's up with this Xavier Thomas kid they're getting? I mean, I know his offers are terrible, but I mean, what's up? We're at 4-3 at LSU. Watching film on him. Gets down the field. Didn't have a lot of drops. Can make moves in space. Yeah. Oh. Okay. Okay.
What else do you want me to say?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, again, Satterfield made a living off of mining this guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's in on this guy when he's a two-star going on being a three-star.
Yeah.
Like, okay, how many times do you have to see your players go from 2-star to 4-star, 3-star to 4-star, or you know, just watch them move up the recruiting board. And you, but you know what irritates the hell out of me? The moment they move up to 4, it turns into, are they going to keep him? Are they going to keep him now?
That will be the conversation.
Instead of saying, boy, that coach knows how to find them early.
Yeah.
That coach knows how to find him early, find them early, mine for talent. He's doing a great job mining for talent, getting in there early. No, you focus on who gets stolen at the end instead of his how good he is as a talent evaluator.
And if you didn't know, Xavier Thomas is now a 4-star.
Quick commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Bill.
Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
You're listening to Middays with Marcus Maben, broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maben and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Steve, do you feel better? Do you feel like you've vented? Do you feel like you've exorcised some of your internal social media demons?
A little bit. We can get into some of the other, but I feel better. I feel better as the show went on. Now I've got Pat here, and Pat always—
Let him out, Steve! Listen, Pat, let him out!
Pat always brings the mood in a room up, so—
We're working on that.
Yeah,
we're,
when Pat comes in, you just feel the morale just—
We had a Pat Jaggers come to the Radio Jesus meeting and just
we
say,
make Pat sound way worse than he is.
It's important to bring the great spirit when you enter the room. Texter says, talent evaluation means what?
Nothing if they never make it to campus. I'm
wait.
Hey Pat, if you weren't
you see
be...
what just happened? You see what just happened, Steve? You see, that's a disease. That's a disease.
That is a disease.
That is a disease. Uh-huh. That you can't compliment a coach.
Hypothetically, Pat, who would you cheer for if it wasn't IU?
Steve needs.
You had to pick another team. Who would you cheer for?
If I had to pick another team.
You have to, and it can't be Louisville.
Can't be Louisville.
Actually, it can be Louisville.
Oh, it can be.
No, it can't be Louisville or Kentucky.
Okay, well.
Go somewhere else.
But I'd maybe go Indiana. That's why I wanted to do that. Okay, I'm listening, Pat.
Man, I'm going to get eviscerated for this one.
Probably.
And it's probably deserving.
Okay.
And y'all are going to hate me for this.
You like what you like.
Yeah.
Probably either Notre Dame or Miami.
Pat doesn't know us, does he? Listen.
What are you talking about, son?
More so Notre Dame. Listen. More so Notre Dame. Miami, I figured you guys would get behind that.
Yeah.
Get behind the Miami.
Yeah. I was going to say.
Got no problem with traditional powerhouse Notre Dame.
I love Notre Dame.
I mean.
Yeah, I just feel like it's such a, I feel like it's a cliche.
It is.
It's a little generic. I think it's a generic
listen,
pick.
I'm okay
when,
with that.
When that texter.
Yeah.
Talent evaluation means nothing.
Yeah. I may do the Kentucky thing. I might pick a basketball team and a football team.
Right. Yeah. I'll go Tennessee football.
Okay.
And And this text is going to run me away from Louisville. They're going to run me away from Louisville. I'm gonna have an absolute complete war.
Notre Dame in Miami. I like that.
Wardrobe change. I'm going to be a volunteer Rocky Top football junkie. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to basketball,
okay,
I'm going to, what? Where am I going to go for my basketball fix? Okay, it has to be Power Five.
Sure.
My basketball junkie nature, DePaul.
DePaul?
Yeah, I'm just DePaul. It's gonna be my squad.
Wow.
Go Gonzaga.
No. I want a.
Oh, so you want an up and comer? You like being in the hunt.
Yeah, I like being the hunter.
Yeah,
I like being the hunter.
Okay.
Okay, it might not be DePaul, but you get my point. Like.
Now that you think about it,
I did say,
well, that would kind of suck, actually.
Yeah. DePaul, that's his.
Texter says it would be Cincy for me. The whole fan base right now is
because you can't just say, hey, Marcus, you're really right. Talent evaluation is a huge part of being a head football coach. Your talent evaluation. The point is, his talent evaluation gets them to campus. That's what gets him talented players to campus.
Yeah.
Building a relationship early. We said it with Coach Mack. You know, Steve, talent evaluation earlier, and you lose him for the first year, but you get him to transfer because, Coach, you were the coach that believed in me more than anybody early on.
Mm-hmm.
That's a long-term winner.
Iona? FSU?
I like that one.
I like Iona.
Love me some Slipper.
FSU. Listen, I tweeted out, this is what started this. I tweeted out this morning, you know, I said, look, Greer said this morning he's hearing 90-10 Texas. Now, I think a lot of things, that was what he was saying he was hearing going into the visits.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
I think there's a little bit that Texas might be pissing down their leg on their visit,
right?
A little bit. So there's some things that are happening there right now that we'll see. And I've been a proponent, Pat. I don't know if you've heard, but the whole time I've said, I think if Louisville can get him on campus.
Same boat.
That will change. Yep. Yeah, but if they don't get him on campus, they're not getting him, in my opinion. Like, no chance. So, okay, I put that and I said, here's a couple things that does for me. Or I said, Cards have to get him on campus. Two, I love that Mac doesn't shy away from jumping in these recruitments. And what I mean by that is Rick would not mess with anybody that even sniffed the name Kentucky. Wouldn't touch them. And if
stop touching EYBL, Nike circuit guys.
And I love Coach Pitino, like we were just talking about. Right, you know, sure. And if he was way behind on a recruit, he wouldn't jump in it. Like, he wouldn't fight that uphill battle. I said, I love that Coach Mack's not afraid to. Marcus Carr, everybody's saying 90-10 Texas. Well, hang on. You talking Texas, Kentucky, Kansas? Well, hang on now.
Because he doesn't give a damn about Texter, who says, talent evaluation doesn't mean anything. You don't give him campus. He does not care. There is an elevated awareness of the recruits and the recruiting cycle. And, you know, That receiver is just throwing names on his list so people can get attention. Yes, that happens. Okay, Chris Mack and your ratings. Okay, no disrespect to anybody, but some of the people who work in rankings.
Texter says, not true, Rick fought for Shane. That's not true. Rick Pitino in Louisville had Shane Bohannon on campus, had the lead on Shane Bohannon, and Cal then jumped in a little bit. We kept Shane. I'm talking about a recruit that was like, it was a Kentucky, but it was like Kentucky was already in on him. Mm-hmm. You know, that wasn't the case with Shane Bohannon.
Okay.
Cal came at the last minute with an extra scholarship and tried to pull Shane Bohannon. And Shane's like, I don't know. Look,
right.
Yeah, they've been doing their thing here.
Right,
yeah.
Right. But again, your coach, your talent evaluation, your his choosing, hey. And Steve, don't forget the double-sided sword. He's jumping in late. And Drew said it. Drew pissed me off this morning. He said it. It's not going to happen. Good things doesn't happen for Louisville. And Texas is guaranteed going to be eligible for the tournament. Okay, and he's still jumping in it. But we're going to find a way to turn that into a negative.
Yeah.
On Coach Mack saying, okay, because Coach Mack is not allowed to say, well, we jumped into that fight late. Texas was able to say, hey, we're guaranteed going to be in the tournament, you know, mm-hmm. so they don't have any FBI cloud of investigation hanging over them, even though some of their players were mentioning FBI, you know, and look, in some of the raided paperwork that got from Adam Miller and all that good stuff. Like, yeah, somehow the Nike school didn't get thrown into the FBI stuff.
Sure.
But Chris Mack can look you dead in the face and say, yes, I think our cloud of sanctions, you know, put us at a disadvantage. Oh, now he's got excuses. Well, which one is it? Which one is it? Does he have an excuse of cloud and sanctions or not?
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying?
No, absolutely. Yeah.
So you should say, hey, you made the final two with this kid, with the cloud, with all that good stuff.
Right, right.
No, but that's just more reason to – he can't get it done. So let me, you know, because I didn't think he was a good coach from the beginning, it's the Lamar Jackson effect.
Yeah.
It's the dig-in effect. We need to come up with a better word for that, just like a disease. You know, I just got to give it – assign a name to that disease.
Yeah.
That dig-in disease. Where you're just looking to find a narrative to say, you know, you don't like Coach Mack digging disease.
No, absolutely. And to the texter said, Shane, like, I get what you, like, I think we both are right on that, right. You know. So, like, I'm not totally dismissing that either. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, Kentucky has come after some of our dudes. So, I don't want to, like, totally just crap on Rick like Rick was. But I think people would agree with me.
For the most part.
Once Kentucky put their claws in a kid.
Yeah, red flags. He was like, I'm out. He looks for certain red flags. When the kid says, oh, Kentucky is a dream school. You know, kind of like that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Pat, you can. You can go and play. Oh, he's trying to find it. Yeah. No, it's.
Is it something that we do that causes everybody to scramble?
They just hate us. No, I'm just kidding. No.
Guys, when's the last time I've ran this show for y'all? It's like been what, like a year?
It's always fun.
Is the labeling a little different for you, Patty?
Well, we've had a new system since then, and I thought it would be like the playout music would be hotkeyed. And
listen, you choose it.
Not so. I'm scrambling a little bit.
You play what you want to play.
You'll play whatever you want to play.
I mean, you'll just piss the listeners off. You won't make us mad. We don't care.
Play whatever you want.
I already pissed the listeners off. that already happens. I think we'll be fine.
Everybody's mad at Pat. Like, oh, why are you even mad at Pat?
Oh, dude, somebody's got to be the punching bag. You might as well be me. By the way, you guys got to stop paving me out to be a miserable human.
I know. Listen,
I'm so disappointed in you guys.
Once I feel bad when we do that.
But you know,
man.
Once you get labeled with kind of a joke, a ribbing joke.
I really enjoy like hanging out talking to Pat. Like, I'd go to dinner with Pat and Hannah, not think twice about it. You know, like, it's like we do make him sound like just the most miserable bastard on earth.
Is Patty Ice that angry, Marcus? Like, no, he's not really that angry, but he looks it.
It's like he's not that bad.
It doesn't even matter. The music is bad. So, at top of the hour. Oh, no, I'm sorry.
It's a good call. That's a good one, Pat.
Who do you got coming in?
T-shirt hooligans.
T-shirt hooligans.
They're going to come in. They've got a few things coming up with a few players, a few announcements they want to make. And I want to dig in with them a little bit about what they've been, you know, kind of. How they're working.
Because they seem to jump head first into NIL and been seeming like they're got some positive momentum.
Yeah.
Top of the hour commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.